I want to cry. I haven't been able to cry since my mom died, really.
If I could just hear a voice. If I could just hear a voice one more time.
We cannot leave the dead behind. We have to bring them with us.
Remembering 500,000 lives lost. Thank you for joining us tonight on News Nation. I'm Marnie Hughes.
And I'm Rob Nelson. A somber milestone in the history of our country. More than 500,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19. Fathers, mothers, siblings, friends, we all at this point know someone whose life has been changed or even taken by this virus. Our nation still grieving nearly a year into the pandemic, even though our normal ways of grieving are now still impossible to do.
And at the same time, there is hope. New cases in the U.S. are drastically down as more and more Americans receive the vaccine. And new efforts tonight to roll those shots out even quicker as the government inches closer to more relief for millions. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil is live tonight in our nation's capital with the very latest. Joe.
Yeah, Marnie, and look, from the White House perspective, the work continues. They were still trying to push their coronavirus relief bill through Congress today. The pandemic response team met. They held another hearing today. But clearly the administration thought that it was appropriate and necessary to take a moment, even if just for a couple of minutes, to stop and to reflect and to recognize the magnitude of the real consequences of this pandemic.
A moment of silence at the White House as President Biden and Vice President Harris lead the nation in honoring the 500,000 lives lost to COVID-19.
But as we acknowledge the scale of this mass death in America, we remember each person and the life they lived.
To mark the somber milestone, the president ordered flags lowered to half staff around the nation's capital, then sounded an upbeat note, saying the country is turning a corner on the pandemic.
Let this not be a story of how far we fell, but of how far we climbed back up. We can do this.
The average number of weekly cases is dropping significantly after a post-holiday spike to their lowest levels since October, according to the CDC, peaking in January above 250,000 new cases every week, now at 64,000 and falling.
Rise for a moment of silence.
On Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives followed the president's lead with a moment of silence of its own.
The committee will now come to order.
Meantime, lawmakers worked through the White House's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, debating how much is enough and how much is too much.
We are in a race against time. Aggressive, bold action is needed before our nation is more deeply and permanently scarred by the human and economic costs of inaction.
Democrat John Yarmuth says more COVID relief is crucial for struggling families and businesses.
This is not a wait-and-see moment, and this is no longer a wait-and-see Congress or White House.
Republicans say the bill has become a Democratic wish list with measures like a hike in the minimum wage.
Democrats are using a global pandemic as a vehicle to pass their far-left agenda, an agenda that will stymie, not stimulate, economic growth.
Other Republicans insist there's money left over from the more than $3 trillion in relief that Congress has already passed.
Show us the amount of enacted stimulus funding that remains unspent before we use hard-working American taxpayer dollars to spend another $1.9 trillion in stimulus funding.
To that, President Biden issued this challenge today.
Now, critics say the plan is too big. Let me ask them a rhetorical question. What would you have me cut? What would you leave out?
So we're going to find the answer to that here this week. The process the actual package is going through is called a markup. Essentially, it's going through a number of different committees. The package itself may go through some changes. Eventually, the House is going to have to vote on it and send it over to the Senate. And lawmakers in the House are preparing to be here Friday, potentially even Saturday, after all these changes, to eventually have a vote. Reporting live tonight in Washington, D.C., Joe Khalil, News Nation.